Democratic State Senator Maria Elena Durazo of Los Angeles introduced the Sunsetting Conviction Records Act.
I say when an individual has taken responsibility for their actions, completed a sentence, California should turn the page and give them the new opportunities. We've already taken bold steps in California to acknowledge that over-incarceration cannot and does not provide solutions. And voters have told us that they agree with us on several occasions. The Sunsetting Conviction Records Act will build on the progress that we have made as a state. SB 731 will give all Californians a chance to live up to their potential without the fear of an old record following them for the rest of their life.
SB 731 has two co-sponsors, Democratic State Senators Nancy Skinner of Berkeley and Stephen Bradford of LA. If passed, it would create a process to automatically seal conviction and arrest records in California once a person completes their full sentence and goes 2 years without committing another crime. Criminal justice reform advocates say it would help correct racial inequities in the state's justice system.
57% of working age Black people in California has some sort of record. 57%.
That's Jay Jordan, Vice President of Alliance for Safety and Justice.
70 million people nationally has a criminal record. 70 million, that's 8 million alone in California. California is leaving $20 billion on the table in annual GDP.
His organization estimates the state of California currently loses over $20 billion in gross domestic product annually by disenfranchising people with criminal records from the labor market. Studies have shown that communities with higher unemployment rates experience less crime. Jordan and other advocates say the justice system's retention of prior arrest and conviction records only serves to further punish people. They say the current system fails to make communities safer or incentivize good behavior. Diane Goldstein is a retired police lieutenant and executive director of the Law Enforcement Action Partnership.
Access to gainful employment is strongly related to a reduced likelihood of recidivism. Decreasing the possibility that someone reoffends is what law enforcement and the criminal justice system should, in fact, strive for. Most people living in California today with an old conviction record have fully completed their sentences and lived crime-free for years or even decades. Most have been convicted of misdemeanor or lower level felony offenses, and the vast majority have never served any time in prison.
If SB 731 is approved, records of arrests that did not result in conviction would also be cleared. People who are registered sex offenders would not be eligible for this relief. It doesn't address violent crimes like murder, but the bill's authors say lawmakers will hash out those details as the legislation makes its way through the legislature. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.